You're listening to Marriage Minute with Pastors Richard and Donna Spears, impacting marriages that leave a lasting legacy. Well, hello, and thank you, everyone, for joining us again for another podcast of Marriage Minute.
The Marriage Minute podcast.
We're excited for that.
You know, we're going to be answering our first question today. Last week, we didn't do that. We really wanted to lay, again, the foundation for why we're doing Marriage Minute in the first place.
Yeah.
And so today is the day that we answer our first question from one of our viewers and listeners.
And thank you for sending in your questions. We are filtering through those and playing those out in our minds as far as what we tackle next. But the question we're going to talk about today is, what does God say in the Bible about biblical marriage? What is biblical marriage? And the question, that was the specific question that was asked.
Yes.
In regards to what God says about it, and we are faith-filled people, we are Jesus followers. And so obviously, you know, out there in our listening land out there, that we will pull on God's word for our explanation for biblical marriage.
Yeah, that's our biblical worldview. That's where we're coming from. That's where we're going to be answering this question from that perspective.
Yes.
So we're not trying to be haters, I guess, for lack of better. We're not trying to be haters on anybody, but we're just trying to share with you what the truth of God's word says about marriage, and really lay some foundation for that. Because I think there's some opportunities even off of this message, this podcast today, that we can even go further and expand upon that to say, okay, what's God's purpose for marriage?
Right, and how does it vary or differ from a worldly or secular marriage?
Right.
That was like one of the other questions that was out there to us as well, which is a very important question and thing to ask. There are no silly or dumb questions out there. You know, godly marriage, biblical marriage versus worldly marriage, you know, how there should be a difference.
There is.
People should be able to tell that there's a difference there.
And really, you know, if you're a Christian and you're listening to this right now, you know, we should be representing God in the world. And so our marriages should represent Him in the world. Anyway, I'm cheating because I'm kind of getting ahead of myself.
Right.
It's probably looking into another episode or a podcast in the very near future that would follow this one up. So, hey, what we want to do first for all of our listeners out there is we want to lay the foundation for what the Bible really says. And we're going to go to Scripture and we're going to read Scripture and just to kind of help cement these points that we're about to share with you. But there are five foundational things about biblical marriage we want you to know. The first is God is the one who actually created marriage.
That's right.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
I know you know
that. I don't know if they all know that, but
but he is the one that wasn't invented by anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
That was created by Him.
That's right.
In the beginning.
That's right.
So we'll look at that in the Scripture.
Good.
The second thing is God is the one who created our sexuality.
That's right.
So we know today in our world, and again, we're not bashing anyone, we're not down on anybody, but we know there's a lot of gender confusion, there's a lot of issues like that in our world today that people are facing, and it saddens our heart
because
we believe that that's not what's God's best for them.
That's right.
And so there's a lot of confusion out there about gender, and who am I? What am I supposed to be? But if we can look back to what God's word says, there's a foundation there that will help give us some strength.
Yes.
And actually support us as we would move forward.
And I think it's important to note here that we are always drawing back to foundational principles of the word and of God, because if your foundation isn't strong, right? If you build your marriage on sand, as the Bible would say, you build your house on sand, it's going to crumble. And so we're very passionate about how we lay things out to you all out there, because it does matter. Mm-hmm. We can't jump to this or that without really laying a foundation for what we're talking about. And our hearts are to teach you and to help you learn that it all starts from there.
Right. And so I'm just thankful for our listeners' question about this, because really, as you said, it's a foundational question.
That's right.
It needs to be set before we can even enter into other discussions about marriage and what biblical marriage looks like.
That's right.
So
the third thing third thing about biblical marriage is it's between one man and one woman. That's pretty simple. No need to elaborate on that, but
well, some of you might, if you are students of the Bible and you've read the Bible, or if you've just casually been looking for answers about this, you may come across things where you saw polygamy happen in the Bible. Right. We're not going to address that now in this particular podcast. That's something that we can address later. The Bible's not explicitly clear about why polygamy happened and why God may have allowed that in that earlier time, but He did. In the New Testament aspect of the Bible, He did establish really what His desire is, which is between one man and one woman. We'll talk about that another time, but that'll be another topic for a podcast, is what is polygamy and what does that look like in the Bible from a biblical perspective?
Yeah, and the new covenant that Jesus brought regarding that.
Yeah. So what's another one, sweetie?
It's a lifelong commitment, and that's a little scary for some people, you know. So it is a lifelong commitment. Now, other questions that we have that have come in, you know, discuss divorce and what if this and what if scenarios, and we will cover that. And we will allow Holy Spirit to speak to us and bring to you what the Word says about, you know, divorce and things like that. I know there's been a lot of controversy in the Scriptures or on what that would look like. Each relationship is specific. And so that's why we want to call on God's word or that. But that'll be another. Those are questions that have been coming in, and we're grateful for those too. And then the last.
And the last one, number five, is a biblical marriage is a shared identity.
What do you mean by that?
We'll read that in the Scripture, but really it's, as the Bible would lay that out, it says the two become one.
Yes.
Become one flesh. And so it's not you just caring for yourself. You have to care for someone else now. And so anyway, we'll read some Scripture to help support that and why biblical marriage and the foundation of biblical marriage is there and what that actually looks like.
Right. So let's get into why we take the stance that we do, why we live out our life the way that we do, and what helps us to be in tune with what we're doing.
Right. So the first Scripture we want to take a look at today is from Genesis. It's going to be chapter 2, verse 18, and then we'll look at 21 through 24. And I'm going to be reading this from the Amplified Bible. I just like this version and how it communicates the Scripture. So this is what it says. It says, "Now the Lord God said, it is not good, beneficial for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper, one who balances him, a counterpart who is a suitable and complementary for him." And complementary for him.
Yeah.
So that's the first part of that Scripture. That's verse 18. So here again, what God's saying is that it's not good for man to be alone. Mm-hmm. And it's between one man and one woman.
And God said in His word, which you just read, is that He is going to create a helper.
He's going to create a helper
and a counterpart.
And back to our first point, one of our foundational things is God is the one that actually creates marriage. Mm-hmm. So you can see that when you'll go back and read, if you read in the first chapter of Genesis, you'll see where God created human beings, man and woman, male and female. And we'll read that in just a moment. But He realized in His creation that man was not to be alone. Mm-hmm. He said, not good. He made all things in the first 6 days. And then after He looked at everything and He saw man was by himself, Adam was by himself, He said, you know, this isn't good. Everything else that I made is good, but He needs someone to be with Him.
Amen.
And so God then created that. So He created, number one, marriage.
Amen.
So let's continue on with the Scripture in 21 through 24, verses 21 through 24 in Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. So it says, "The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and while he slept, He took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. And the rib which the Lord had taken from the man, He had fashioned and formed into a woman, and He brought her and presented her to the man. Then Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.'" And then it goes on to say in verse 24, it says, "For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh."
Amen.
So that's pretty powerful scripture. And this scripture alone that we've just read through touches on a lot of the points mm-hmm. that we've already listed here from a foundational standpoint. It helps to reinforce that God is the one who created marriage. God is the one who created our sexuality because he had created Adam mm-hmm. and then he created Eve from Adam. So mm-hmm. there's a man and a female. And the fact that it's between one man and one woman. And you can also see that it's a shared identity. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on in this first scripture that we read. Right. But let me move on, and we're going to go backwards a little bit in scripture to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And I'm going to read that also from the Amplified. Let me get that ready for us. It said, "Then God said, let us..." Now, this is speaking about us, meaning the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. "make man in our image."
And that was in Genesis, right? So it speaks of the Trinity.
Mm-hmm. It's already speaking of the Trinity.
Yeah. Amen.
So again, let us make man in our image. We'll get into like the purpose for marriage and why God had instituted that. But that'll be for another time. So let us make man in our image according to our likeness, not physical, but a spiritual personality and moral likeness. And let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, and over the entire earth. Did I read too far?
Mm-hmm. Nope, no. Good.
So God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So Amen. Here again, this is talking about, you know, that God, number one, is the creator. He's the one that created all things. He said, let us make man in our image. So he wanted us to be like him mm-hmm. in spirit, in moral character, and in every way. And then we also see that God then created male and female. So this is kind of like more of the general overview of creation.
Yes.
And where I already read from in Genesis chapter 2, that's kind of breaking down again into the details about Adam and Eve specifically. Mm-hmm. So
I really like what it says. Yeah, jumping down to 28. It says, "And God blessed them, granting them certain authority, and he said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth."
Yes.
Which is a huge, you know, billboard of why there's biblical marriage, and biblical marriage means between a male and a female.
Right. I mean, just, you know, God wanted a family.
That's right.
And the only way that God could have a family is you have to have a means to reproduce. Mm-hmm. So, That's one of the fundamental things that we didn't even mention here, but that's one of the mm-hmm. fundamental things that is necessary for procreation.
Mm-hmm.
And so if God wanted a family, he had to have male and female.
Yes.
So again, just reinforcing that point about what biblical marriage is.
Yeah, so we're going to jump to Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to go from verse 28 to 33. And let me just start. It says, "So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband."
Right. That's really powerful scripture. And it's emphasizing and confirming and affirming, if you will, about the shared identity
mm-hmm.
that we're talking about. As you'd asked me that question earlier about what do you mean by a shared identity, it's mm-hmm. like, I can't care just about myself now.
Right.
When we come together in marriage, I have to care. I have to love and care for you just like I would my own body.
Mm-hmm. And what the word is saying there is that any one of us out of there, regardless of where we're at in life, loves and cares for ourselves in our own bodies.
Exactly.
So that, you never negate that. You're always looking to nourish your body. You're always looking to, I need rest, you mm-hmm. know. And so when you come together as one flesh, what that word is saying, what the scripture is saying, is that you need to think of your spouse the mm-hmm. same way.
Right. So it's like we've talked about, and even on some of our live broadcasts, our live streams, you know, where, you know, Jesus always made a sacrifice mm-hmm. for other people, right? Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what we're living out here in marriage. When we have a shared identity, we're sacrificing and submitting ourselves to one another for the care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about my interests now. It's not about what's good for me. But I want to think about, as your husband, I want to think about what's good for you.
Right.
How does it benefit you? How does it benefit you, which also benefits us?
Right.
And yeah. I know you think the same way about
me.
Amen.
Amen.
And so this is where this shared idea. So it's not, it's dropping selfishness. It's dropping pride. It's not the attitude of, you know, as long as I get what I want, it's okay and cool. No,
right.
You actually have to think about the other person now,
yeah.
which is really emulating what Jesus did while he was upon the earth.
Mm-hmm.
He cared about other people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And he came to make a sacrifice for other people. And that's what we do in marriage, is we sacrifice for one another. And that's why we have a shared identity.
That's right.
Yeah.
So let's move on to our last scripture for this podcast. It's Mark 10, verses 6 through 9. It says, "But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. And the two shall become one flesh, so then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate."
Yeah, so that's a great scripture too, because it's really picking up a lot of the foundational things we've already talked about, like
mm-hmm.
God created marriage. God is the one who created our sexuality, male and female. It's between one man and one woman. What this is saying is the last scripture, verse 9, says, "Therefore, what God has united and joined together, man must not separate or divorce." So what God's saying is that this is a lifelong commitment.
Amen.
The only way in biblical marriage that this should not work is if someone passes away.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what mm-hmm. it comes down to. Now, that's hard. That might be difficult. We're not saying that if you're living in an abusive relationship or anything
right.
like that,
right.
there are limits to what we are to endure. But if we're just having, you know, difficulties in relationship struggles and how we communicate, and we just want to give up and throw the thing out, like a lot of our society
right,
today is.
I mean, it's just easier.
It's easier because a lot of our products that we buy today are just disposable, right? So if you look at our, you know, relationships in our world today, some people, not all, but some people look at it as disposable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I'm just not satisfied, I'm going to move on.
Just
well,
gonna move on.
That's not what God's saying here. He's saying that let man not separate
it. That's right.
What he's brought together and joined together. So if we do this in the sight of God and he's a part of our marriage, then he's saying this should be lifelong. You should be one flesh for your entire life. You should never
Amen.
Separate.
Amen.
So anyway, very
yeah.
powerful. Yeah.
yeah.
What else do you want to add to that, sweetie?
Oh, well, I think we've come to the end.
Okay.
But I think, you know, so as not to go into so many different, you know, rabbit trails, which happens.
We could, yes.
We just want and hope that this encouraged you today. As we've said before, we want to bring to you foundational teachings and material that will help set your marriage and your relationship on good, solid ground for success and for blessing and for the favor of God. We are Christians. We are Jesus followers. And all that we will be bringing comes straight from the Word. And if you are not in the Word, in reading your Bible, or if you don't have one, go get one and start reading it, because that is the word is truth. And you need it. And if you are out there professing you're a Christian and you aren't in the Word, then, you know, we need to change that. So, we just want to bring good, solid biblical teaching and foundation here on the forefront of our podcast. So,
right.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you for the question.
We hope this has been helpful.
We thank you so much for that question, because it really laid a great foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that it answered your question. We hope that for those of you who've never explored this question before, it's kind of
yeah.
piqued your interest and
Amen.
Wanting you to dig into the scriptures that we shared with you today.
That's right.
to receive your own revelation about it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what we want to talk about next week, which is really going to be an extension, really, or a continuation of this topic, is, well, what is God's purpose for biblical marriage?
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of heard, like, these are foundational things about, you know, what is biblical marriage? But now it's like, what's God's purpose for it then? If this is, if these are the things, the elements that are really a part of it, well, then what's his purpose? What was his real plan for marriage in the first place?
Good,
so we're
going to
talk about
that.
Got
to understand that before you enter into it, right?
Right.
So we're, again, taking questions. If you have, if you're listening to this podcast and you have been stirred and there's a question that you have or a comment, you can email those to us at marriageminute@revivalnow.com. Just keep them coming in. We will answer that and get to that as soon as we can. You can visit our website and at revivalnow.com.
Yep. And then you can also watch us live every week on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. New York time. And you can watch us live from our website, as Donna mentioned, revivalnow.com. Or you can watch us from the Revival Now app, which you can download from the Play Stores, the Apple Store and the Google Play Store.
That's right.
And you can watch us on Facebook and YouTube at Revival Now Dan Steep.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, so we just want to let you know about a few of those things and different ways you can connect with us. And so we're always looking forward to your questions and your comments and your feedback so that your questions and comments can get answered right here on the Marriage Minute podcast.
Amen. Well, thank you guys. We love you and God bless.
Thank you for listening today. Catch all of our podcasts at revivalnow.com and send us your Marriage Minute questions at marriageminute@revivalnow.com.